Welcome to Horsepower, Chrome, and Rust, covering car culture and the automotive world with Brady Wright and Steve, the producer, Johan. Let's see what's up this week.
What's up this week is we got to get new intros and make sure Ron gets his name mentioned in there.
Yes, yes, yes.
Featuring Ron Foreman.
That's right, the incredibly talented yet vaguely absent Ron Foreman. It is still Tuesday, June 30th, last Tuesday in June 2020.
Yeah, I think we got five this month.
We did, yes. It's extremely exciting
for us. That's cool.
Brady Wright, Ron Foreman, your hosts, Steve Johan, the producer, joining millions of other people listening to this very podcast at this moment. It's the 143rd episode of Horsepower, Chrome, and Rust. We are still on iTunes. We're still on iHeart Podcasts, Spotify. Steve has a list of a bunch of others, including Podomatic. Give me that list because I'm going to put it on the Facebook page. We gotta make sure people know.
It's on our YouTube channel. So
I know
right
we keep getting people emailing and saying, "Hey, you guys are also on Gazornandplatt.com,"
right.
And we're like, "Really? I had no idea."
Right.
This show is actually going to be kind of fun. Every week we have special guests, and you know we talk about them and we find out about their businesses and what makes them tick and everything. We never really kind of talk about ourselves. Even though we are the most important people in our lives, let's face it.
In our lives,
we
yes.
are. Anyway, so this week our subject is us.
Yes.
We thought that we would, just get a chance to get acquainted, let you guys know where we came from, because it's kind of important to know what the information you get, you know, where it comes from. So we're going to have fun with ourselves tonight. That sounds a little odd. Let's not dwell on that too much. We have our very first segment. As always, it's Back to the Blacktop. Steve has grubbed around in the trunk of a 58 Buick and found some cool stuff to talk about. What do you got this week?
Well, a lot of mildew and a little bit of rust.
Ooh.
And,
well, it's a Buick, so, you know.
Well, and speaking of mildew and rust, the once promising battery startup Byton, as in B-Y-T-O-N, Byton, is suspending operations for the next 6 months. But insiders say the prospects for the company coming back are slim to middling.
Are these guys just battery manufacturers? Are they electric cars?
Well, you're going to find out.
For those who aren't familiar
with Byton, it was founded in 2017 by a group of former BMW and Nissan executives, ultimately backed by more than $800 million of venture capital it raised through China. Byton's signature feature was its 48-inch video screen instrument panel. So they were.
Wait a minute. Say this again.
Okay, so they were coming out with two models, and their main feature is a 48-inch video screen instrument panel. So
for what?
Remove all the instrumentation and put the 48-inch.
A 4-foot video screen.
Yes.
Instrument panel
in the front
in a car.
Yes.
4 foot by what?
Yeah.
It just says 48-inch video screen.
I mean, if it was 2 inches.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
But they didn't show a picture because they're just talking about it. But 48 inches. Okay, just think 48 inches.
Okay.
The company.
My thought was, where's the windshield if that's...
Well, and that's what I'm thinking too. The company intended to use it not just to provide information to the driver, but to serve as a source of entertainment, which included an inked deal with entertainment giant Viacom to provide content for the vehicle.
Do they realize that it's illegal in almost every state to have video playing where the driver can see it?
I'm just like, what is this 48? It's like,
I see
my
accidents.
TV.
Wow. I see people driving off the road.
The monitor screen that we have in my office is probably 28.
Yeah.
And that's almost twice the size. My home one is 42. The thing would take up the whole front.
You know somebody's going to be driving down the road playing Call of Duty, and it's going to be all
maybe they were thinking it was going to be autonomous.
Autonomous.
Because that's what's going to happen next. Autonomous vehicles with giant video screens.
I think we're a long ways away from that, but even so.
I would hope so. Lord help us. It was just announced there will be no 2021 Geneva International Motor Show. They already canceled this year's, and they've decided.
They're canceling next year's as well?
They figure this thing's going to keep. Look, the governments are in lockstep. We are going into a different world. It is not the world we knew prior to what's going on, and it has a lot more to do with something
else. There's a lot
else.
Of countries in Europe. The EU is already sending people back to their normal lives.
But
as of today.
Well, here in Washington State, we're only phase two, still wearing masks.
That's because our governor is a moron.
Well,
anyhow, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
Anyhow.
I'm sorry.
Comes to a
Yes.
Man, here it goes.
Yeah,
okay, well, when you come up with it, just tell us. The bottom line is they've decided concerns that this may drag into 2021,
yeah,
and they don't want to take a chance.
Oh. When I'm going to ask, this is going to show my ignorance. When is the Geneva show usually scheduled? What month?
I would say February or January.
Do you know? Or I mean, we just
no, I'm off the top. But when we first started out,
okay,
remember?
Yeah.
It was it that early at the peak. And we
yeah, well, now we started
so
in October.
So I guess it'd be spring. So I did not look.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry, folks. I should have looked.
Speaking of spring, it's Bob Dylan. For the times, they are a-changing.
Dude, that's
that
right.
Comes to mind.
Dang.
Yes,
changing.
Yes.
Nice.
And everybody wants to rule the world.
That's
is what's
right.
been going on in my
yeah.
head for quite this last 4 or 5 months. The real facts are starting to take a trickle as a transition from our former way of life to our new way of life. It has been estimated nearly 300,000 employees at U.S. franchised auto dealerships were terminated or furloughed due to the shutdown. Well, some have returned. The shift into the internet, and we talked about this a week or two ago, to conduct auto sales has changed the process forever, which have many predicting a large percentage of former employees will need to seek employment elsewhere. So if you think about it, they're moving like everything else is going online. Amazon, I mean, they are making money hand over fist
Yeah. Well, they're making money hand over fist from me alone.
Well, and you think about it, the poor people in the mall, the smaller outfits,
yep,
they're going down. They're never coming back.
Yep. Yeah,
and
that's true.
Brick and mortar.
Well, there will be some, but the big guys will sustain, but the small guys, they will not. It will
be. It's kind of always the way it is.
It is.
Hey, the Geneva Auto Show is in March. I just Googled it.
Okay, thank you very much. So March.
We have the technology.
Was just when things were really heating up and when all the lockdown came.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know what? That's not that far off. I mean, if you think about it, organizing something that big.
Well,
and expecting vendor and expecting,
from here, it's 9 months.
Right, but expecting vendors to show up.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That's a huge unknown, and I don't blame them. I think a lot of things are being pushed off till 2021, so or 2022. Anyway, I found this really cool thing.
Did you?
That is still going forward, and
is
if you like to drive fast cars, especially exotic cars.
That'd be me.
Good news is the world's coolest supercars, the maker Maserati, is offering its 21st season of the Master Maserati driving courses, which begin completely offering a sporty driving courses. In fact, this year at the Master Maserati calendar, including 7 events with various formats at the Verano di Melagioria. Sorry about that. It's someplace in Italy. Circuit from 3rd of July to 23rd of October. Each attendees receive individual tutoring by a team of professional drivers and personal instructor, backed up by detailed video analysis, full telemetry support.
That's cool.
And
it's the racetrack. It's the Grand Prix track in Milan.
There you go.
I think so, yeah.
And so they're going to offer it in beginner, intermediate, advanced type classes. And
that would be very cool.
I'm just thinking.
Just to sit.
I wonder if, is that part of Le Mans, the same track they use for Le Mans?
No.
Part of it? No?
It's not.
Okay.
But you think about this. Again, I suspect people from there are going, I don't know how many people from the United States are going to be allowed. Have you heard whether they allow us to go out of our country yet?
Some countries do. The EU at this moment is not. But
Italy was hit pretty hard. So
yeah.
Maybe, hopefully they'll be.
But as a whole, we can't even go across Canada yet.
Yeah. It's
so what I'm thinking, that's another reason why a lot of things are shut down because of the restrictions of transfer
and
stuff like that. So anyway, so anybody who lives in Italy, have fun because we won't be making it. And then collapsing demand from the rental car companies, corporations, and government agencies has snapped the U.S. auto sales during the shutdown. Recovery, again, will unlikely happen anytime soon, threatening workers whose jobs depend on fleet sales. So the bottom line is a lot of people are going to hurt out of this thing.
No doubt.
It's going to take a lot longer to recover in all these areas. Again, that's jobs, that's investment and everything.
Sure.
So.
Well, more on that, I am quite sure. Thanks for tuning in. Coming up on the Windshield View, Horsepower, Chrome, and Rust talks to Horsepower, Chrome, and Rust. That'd be us. Don't go away. Cartoons Magazine is back. You know those crazy car comics from the past. They've returned in the all-new Cartoons Magazine, featuring some of your favorite artists along with a whole slew of brand new ones, all working together to bring you an entire magazine full of one laugh-out-loud auto-related story after another. Bi-monthly issues are available at your local comic book store, newsstand, and directly through Cartoons Magazine website at cartoonsmag.com. That's cartoonsmag.com, where you can subscribe to a whole year's worth of fun. Cartoons Magazine, there's nothing else like it.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm more resourceful than I thought.
My suit can still make an impression.
My video games are still game changers.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill,
it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Now my stuff gets a second chance.
And will give someone in my community
a second chance too.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. That's goodwill.org. This message brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind.
Life is worth more than a text.
Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Project Yellow Light.
Hey, it's Hillary Nowak from Ink and Iron in Oakville, Ontario, Canada, and you're listening to Horsepower, Chrome, and Rust. We can't help you with the horsepower, but we can definitely help you with the chrome and rust.
In 95, I helped tow your trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service.
Hi, it's Jeff Conwell with the Monsters and Manson, giving a big shout-out to everyone at Horsepower, Chrome, and Rust.
My mind's out of gear, and my heart's in overdrive. I've everything to fear. I ain't never been more alive.
Horsepower, Chrome, and Rust, we're back with the first half of the windshield view.
It's getting kind of steamy in here. I got to see what's going on.
It's just the first half. Wait till you see the second half.
Oh, my God. Turn that air conditioner on.
That's right.
So we thought we'd do something a little different today. We're going to interview each other and see which one of us ticks.
We all tick.
What makes us tick.
I've got a tick.
Let her rip. Today we're going to go with Steve. You're first, buddy.
Yeah, so Steve is our producer, as everybody knows, because every time we do the show open, it says Steve, the producer, Johan.
Yep.
So, we thought, actually, we're all going to ask each other the same questions, but I get to start because I just want to know. Tell the viewers, the listeners, tell us something about you, your business, your life, whatever makes you tick. Tell us something that most people don't know about you.
Well, on my own personal business time, I run a business. I've run the gamut of things, but currently I offer my services as a podcast producer for people, and I'm going back into doing handyman work because I'm pretty handy with tools and building things, and I've decided, you know what, with us all the COVID thing and everything, that my business is pretty much dried up, so I've started picking up some work, doing work in people's yards. I build things and that kind of thing. So
I have been to your house and seen your cabinets.
Yes.
He's a cabinet maker and a pretty good one.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. So that's a little bit about myself.
That's pretty cool.
So what is the most fun thing that you have ever been part of this show? What is the most fun thing you've done that's you do?
A part of this show?
Well,
I think the thing that I enjoy about this show and any show I've ever been a part of is the people I meet. In the studio, on the other side of the screen, and or with on the phone, I have built some really cool friendships over the years through the various shows. And I love finding about people. I discover people. I bring them on. And I just love highlighting other people's lives and giving them a little bit of time to shine because I'm all about helping people shine. And this program gives me the ability to do that.
It's pretty cool. If there was still such a thing as Rolodexes, Steve would have a really big Rolodex. In addition to this show, Steve also did the Hog Radio Show, the award-winning, by the way, Hog Radio Show for about 10 years. And you got a huge list of people that were on that show, did guests just like this, you know, every week, tons and tons of people. So let's talk about, we know a little bit about the past, let's talk about current projects. What are you working on right now, today, and maybe in the near future, in your career or in your business or for the show, that's got you really excited? What's something coming up that's really turning the crank?
So I've been learning video, and as you can see, this is like our third or fourth video that we're doing. And at this point in time, you're listening to us June 30th, 2020, so the numbers are very small. And what I have done with researching is everybody that I admire, who I've been watching or listening to, they started years and years ago. It wasn't just an overnight success. But I'm very excited about building this show out, expanding it, really seeing a lot of people show up on the YouTube channel and make comments. I can't wait to see the comments. So I feel that this is another expansion of what we're going into. And
sure.
Something I really want to do, but I'm not able to do it yet, is to get a little more technology in here and learn to bring some videos up while we're talking. So we'll be talking about a specific car. Boom, up comes that car that we're talking about.
That'd be cool.
So there's a lot I want to bring in, but it's one step at a time. So I'm very excited about that.
That would be very cool. And I know that one of the first things that has to do with, you know, improving the technology is to hire another hamster to turn the wheel that powers.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Can you tell us one of your personal habits or your hobbies that you enjoy doing when you're not just, you know, when you're just relaxing after work and just kicking around?
Well, and here's the thing. I love working with my hands, so I like building things, working in the garage, and probably I'm most passionate about writing. So I spend a lot of time studying and writing. I've got several books in the works.
Did I hear that you play the guitar or the bass? Or
well, I played the bass for years and years and years, and currently I don't play it, but I do dabble with sampling and been writing songs that way, which will come out on a different YouTube channel in the not-too-distant future.
Yeah,
so I've actually got my hands in everywhere.
Well, you know, I've got...
I'm a creative. I'm an artist.
I've got four basses and three guitars hanging on the wall at my house. Come on over and play one anytime.
I got a bass and three guitars sitting in my house.
I got a drum set just sitting there waiting for me to come.
We can do this. Yeah, that's right. Oh,
I've even got a bongo set down here.
Oh, right on.
Bongos.
Ooh.
We used to keep those in the back, in the package tray in the back of our car. That was the cool thing. So tell us... Tell me a story about how you kind of got your passion with cars. What was like the pivotal moment when you knew that you were going to be a car guy and how that enhanced your life?
Well, I don't know. I think I've said this before, but people may not have heard this story. But just even as a kid in grade school, probably fifth grade, I started going to the library at school and picking up all the books on funny cars and dragsters.
Oh, yeah.
And I started building models, and I love building models.
Yeah.
And it just progressed from there, and I love riding, building my bikes. I'd take my bikes and tear them apart, paint them, fix them up and everything. And then probably hanging out with my buddy Bert. We both turned 16 basically the same month, and the first thing he's driving around is his dad's 69 El Camino.
Oh, there you go.
Now you know where...
There
the tie-in comes from, but
yeah.
I bought a 68 because it was the first model year.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Well, I was just going to ask you, what was your most passionate collector car? It sounds like it's going to be
It's my El Camino that's
right
sitting
on
in the garage driveway, and I'm right now organizing the garage, and I've got probably a couple months before I can actually get the car in there, but when it's done, it'll be ready to roll.
Right on.
I'm excited. But, you know, we're getting towards the end of my time, and we need to give a little more time to somebody else. So.
Oh, well, you know, I got there's a ton of questions, but
yep.
You know what? You're right. Our newest member is Ron Foreman, and Ron and I have been friends for a while. Of course, Ron is the president and founder, as a matter of fact, of the Rat Bastards Car Club TM. So let's turn it over to Ron and see what makes Ron tick. Tell us something about you, something, you know, about your life, something that nobody else would know. That, you know, like most people don't know about you.
Well, I like to write lyrics and songs and play the drums.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody, well, I mentioned it on here that I play the drums, but it's been a while.
Right.
To get my chops back together.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You got a kit, though?
I have a kit. Yes, I do.
Is it trap set or you got more?
Trap set?
Yeah.
There's Ludwig. I don't know what you mean by trap set.
Oh, trap. Oh, that's
He's got the whole
this
kit.
Is
He's
old
got
school.
The whole.
No, traps were typically a snare, a bass drum and a hi hat. That was your basic trap kit.
Like
but you got
like
more.
A suitcase kit.
Yeah, yeah. You got more than that.
Oh yeah, I got a whole kit. Yeah, I've had several in my life.
Roto toms and double bass and.
I used to have a double bass.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's pretty cool. All right.
And I just have the double kick. It takes up less space.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely. You're bringing back too many memories of all my different bands I was in. So what's the most fun thing for you to do being part of this show? Because you're just brand new. You've been a part. You've been
a guest a ton of times.
You've been in here a couple times before as a guest. But now that we brought you in as a third rung of our wheel here, what's exciting for you about
you
this?
Guys are awesome. I can learn a lot from you. I've learned a lot from you already, and it's just amazing on the stories that you guys tell and some of the things that Brady reads out of here from Lance and the guest hosts, the guests that we've had. I've learned a lot from them as well. They have a lot to share. It's just been interesting, and then we met at the car shows before. We saw each other at car shows, talked to people about the show. Got your little can of horsepower chrome and rust over here.
Barnfine dust, yeah.
Barnfine dust. That's pretty cool.
We may have to
really
stick
like
it
that.
Right there so it's
prominent. Yeah, I think
it's a
we should
good idea.
Do that. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, reach over and grab that. We'll put it right up here so everybody can see it. Not that they probably can. The label's kind of small. Oh, yeah, we'll put the poo on top. That's good.
Yes.
Well, that's a lot of dust in that thing.
It's a lot of dust.
Oh,
yeah.
It is.
Here we are.
That's cool.
The official Barnfine dust. We'll stick that right up there with the
poo on top. Oh, you don't have to put
that on. Sure, why not?
It happens.
That's right.
Well, you know, one of the things there you go. It's like,
so here's one. You got a ton of projects. You got actually several cars.
Oh, my gosh.
But tell us one you're working on right now. What's a special project you're working on now?
Well, I have a 55 Oldsmobile Rocket 98.
You do?
In a million pieces right now.
That's the definition of a project car.
Yeah. It turned into way more than I ever had imagined it would turn into.
So what do you got planned for that? What's the vision?
It's kind of on hold right now. I'm building a deck and trying to get the home.
You and I. I'm building a deck too. I finished mine.
Yeah, good for you. That's awesome.
Almost.
Yep.
Hey, listen, we're going to talk more about your deck and the other stuff you got on the second half of this. Right now, we're going to take a break. Horsepower Chrome and Rust will be back with the interviews of us. Don't go away.
We rock!
That's the rumor. You're into cars, you love a good time, and you'd rather build it than buy it. You might just love the Rat Bastards. The Rat Bastards Car Club is a family-oriented, non-profit organization. We believe in 1969 and older. In the rough is enough, real steel and iron, old-school, traditional hot rods and rat rods. We get together, have fun, help each other, and love to drive them. Your build is our build, because that's the way car clubs are supposed to be. The Rat Bastards are a new class of old school, and our signature event is the Infestation every July. Find us at a cruise in all over the Puget Sound and on the Rat Bastards Car Club page on Facebook.
More Horsepower Chrome and Rust after these messages.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. A lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
That's just one adoption story that started at a shelter. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States.
You're listening to Horsepower, Chrome, and Rust. This is Mark Green from Cars Yeah. I've got horsepower, I've got chrome, but I've got no rust.
Nurse, set up an IV. And you, her boyfriend, you were the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh, then your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie, I feel great.
She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation and the app.
Back in Vehicle City. I can just hear Ron playing the tunk on the drums there. So we're back
for
the second half of the Windshield View on Horsepower, Chrome, and Rust. In our interview questions, we're hopefully helping you to get to know who we are. And up again is Ron Foreman. So let's continue with some of these great questions that Brady's put together for us. Thanks, Brady, by the way.
Yeah. Sure, no worries. I stole them all.
Oh, I love it.
You're honest.
I love it. Yes, you are.
I'm honestly a thief of these questions.
Yes. Well, Ron, tell us a story that started your passion with cars. What was a pivotal moment when you knew that you were a car guy for life?
I used to build model cars just like you did when I was a kid, and My uncle had, I think I mentioned it in one of the interviews with one of our guests, that he had a 57 Chevy and traded that for a 66 Corvette. And he was a pivotal influence in my childhood, youth, and getting into the cars. My dad always had a couple cars around, too. He had a 55, or no, it was a 50 shoebox and a 51 Chevy Fastback, that what they call it, Teardrop.
Yeah.
And in fact,
the Fleet Line, I think one of the models was a Fleet Line.
Yeah. I think I was 7, and I was playing around in the car, you know, kids get in the car, and I pushed the starter button. The key wouldn't have to be on, but if you push the starter button, it would still turn the starter.
Right.
Well, it rocked the car.
It was in gear. Yeah.
And
right.
It kind of went, whoa, that was kind of interesting, and it kind of scared me, and I got excited all at the same time, and it was just it was on from there.
That's cool. Well, actually, that leads to another really good question. Everybody gets advice and, you know, stuff about cars. What's the best automotive advice you ever got?
Best automotive advice I ever got.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. I have to key in the old memory banks there.
Yeah.
Safe and sane.
Not the 4th of July now.
No. that's part of that,
right,
too. Yeah, but it's part of being in the car guy, too, because you
sure
got to be aware of your surroundings. I took defensive driving before I even started driving when I was in Job Corps. I took a joined Job Corps when I was a kid also, and that's where I learned to drive. And I learned to drive old Volkswagen Baja, but I got my license when I was in Job Corps. And,
there you go.
The instructor there, you know, defensive driving, you know, honk before you come out of an alley, you know.
There you go.
Things like
stuff.
That.
All right.
You know, just keep an eye out.
Well, tell us about your first really special car, bike or truck. What was your great memory and experience with it? And do you still have it?
I don't have any of my cars. I wish I had a half of the cars that I used to have, but I had a Honda 55, a 350 Dream, 305 Dream, Honda 305 Dream. And it was
those were actually cool. They had all that swoopy fender stuff on
Well,
there.
I traded that Baja that I had for that bike.
Oh, nice. All right. Yeah.
Pretty fun. And then
you meet the nicest people on Honda.
You see the world on my Honda. And I wrecked that. I raced a Honda 100 in an old baseball field up on the Beacon Hill on Longview. And I traded it for a drum set to my girlfriend's dad. And he fixed it all up. He made that thing purple with metal flake and put multi-cross mirrors on it. And I got a drum set out of the deal. And I was playing the drums and off and on all my life from beginning band to intermediate band to advanced band in high school.
Very nice. So you've moved beyond the boom chicky tash tash.
Oh yeah,
past
the hand symbols.
Nice.
Yep.
Boom chicky boom chicky boom.
So here's one for you. If you could have one car, just one collector car or cool car, in your garage, you can't sell it to buy more cars. Money is no object, but you have to keep it the rest of your life. What car is that?
Well, I'd like to have the 1947 Plymouth I had when Marcia and I got married.
Oh.
The business coupe.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got that in Caldwell, Idaho.
Nice.
And there's a story behind that. I'll tell you that story. I don't know if you have time for that story when I brought it
up. I don't know how we're looking on time.
I think you got a couple minutes for that story.
All right.
Well, I paid $550 for it from a nurse at a nursing home. The lady that had it, she went to the nursing home, and I found it out on the farm, and got a hold of people on the farm, and they said to get a hold of the nurse that had it. She inherited it from the lady. Her name was Addie May, and she thought about it for a while, and she said, I'll let you buy it, but in one condition, you have to call the car Addie May, because that's the lady who owned it, and I paid $550 for it, and it ran and drove, and that's a problem with the brakes, you know, they all do back then. And
sure, juice brakes.
When I drove it up here from Caldwell, then we got behind this double-wide mobile home, and there are two halves, and we're behind the one half, and my cousin Ken is with me, and on those pace cars, or they have the flashers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So we're passing these things, and he's going like this out the one window, and I'm going like this out the other one window. We're going down. we're going around these double wide mobile homes to get all the way up.
That's funny.
From Caldwell to Wenatchee. We were living in Wenatchee at the time.
Oh, that's great. Great memories. Great, great memories.
So I got maybe a last question. Are we about there? So, all right. You kind of just came on board with the show. We're really glad to have you. It's cool. If you had to think of something, what do you hope people take away from you when you're on the show. What do you hope people enjoy about your time here?
Just try to be kind, be in kind, and do things on purpose, and be on purpose. And that's about, you know, try to do that as character in my own life and share that with everybody else.
Excellent. Well, you do have a nice demure about yourself. I've always noticed that gentle.
A demure?
A demeanor. That is a demeanor. Thank you. My wife corrects me all the time. So.
Well, I'm not your wife, so there you
go. Well, thank you, Brady.
No worries.
Right on air. You heard it, guys. Well, let's shift gears and let's talk to Brady.
Yeah,
so
all right.
We'll leave a little time for Brady. So, Brady, tell us a little something about you, your business, your life, and, you know, something that maybe people don't know about you.
Something that people don't know about me. Okay. Well, so basically, I live to communicate. I got a master's degree in business communications. I've always been about the language and about communicating and about kind of trying to verbally, vocally get information and entertainment, you know, through whatever it is that I do. But the thing that drives that whole bus is I like to make people laugh.
Oh, yeah.
I live to be funny. I'm not always funny, but that's kind of a thing that drives me.
Well, it comes natural for you.
Well, you get good at what you practice, I guess.
Well, that's one of the things I do. I pitch the show is there's a lot of laughs.
And mostly at me, but that's okay.
I don't think so. So tell us what the best automotive advice you have to offer.
Oh, the best automotive is, this is an easy one. Honestly, I've had it from a couple of different people, but the one that told me first was my dad. I was talking about, gee, I'm not sure about this. It's a thing I was working on one of my cars. And he says, you know what? Just dive in. Just dive in. Do it. Maybe you fail. It's okay. Maybe you succeed. That's good, too. Even if you fail, you learn something. Don't be afraid to dive in. And I love that. I love that.
There are no rules.
And I have failed spectacularly. I have no fear of failure.
Well, you and I are two peas in a pod on that one. What is the most fun thing for you being part of the show?
Oh, that's easy. Kind of like you, same thing. I love meeting people who have something to do with, you know, this hobby is a lot of fun. I mean, it's almost Americana. It's cars and America and the times that we grew up, most of us. It really was part of the whole fabric of the country. And I love finding people who have a passion for this, regardless of what it is that they do. I mean, maybe it's somebody who's got a shop. Maybe it's somebody who does a particular process. Maybe it's somebody who collects. Maybe, I don't know. That's the most fun part for me, is talking to people and finding out new stuff that I didn't know. And everybody has a story. And I love stories.
Me too.
Speaking of new stuff, do you have any projects going on yourself? What's going on with you?
Ron knows the answer to this already, but yes, I do. But we've talked about this a bunch. I'm building a 41 GMC pickup with a big block Buick motor on an Isuzu. Well, it's on a Honda Passport chassis. I am going to make it into a rat rod ice cream truck. I have this vision. It's going to happen. I'm getting farther along. The carburetor is mounted now, and I didn't know this. I have a big Rochester four-barrel carburetor on the thing, and I wasn't aware that the Quadra Jet was also called the Quadra Junk. But apparently,
no, those are pretty special carburetors when they're tuned in right there.
Yeah, that's
the best ones on the road.
Well, you know, when I was building motorcycles, and I built several of them, I got the idea of doing a Weber carburetor on the Harley.
Mm-hmm.
It was a shovel head, and everybody said, "You're insane to put a Weber carburetor. They're the worst things in the world to tune." Well, but you only have to do it once.
Right.
Once you tune them, then they run great. And so,
well, I know where Rochester.
But I also have, back to this for a second. Georgia, my wife, won a 51 Hudson pacemaker in a raffle a while back. And so now that one, and as a matter of fact, we got a guest coming up on the show in a couple of weeks who is going to be a part of that little process,
which
I can't tell you yet.
Okay, very cool.
But it's going to be awesome. Georgia was thrilled when she found out.
Cool. Oh, that is cool. That is cool. So what do you hope the listeners take away from the show and your part in it? And where do you see yourself being part of the team?
You know what? I I mean, I'm a host. I'm not the host. I'm a host because everybody has, you know, a piece of this. But honestly, I hope people take away that we're having some fun and we're all, you know, learning as we go. And, you know, we're about cars. We're about the people that like cars. We're about the hobby and the people who are involved in it. And I hope people take away something that they didn't have when they tuned in. You know, maybe it's just a silly line, or maybe it's a piece about some company that's doing something that they want, or maybe it's a reference about something in history that they didn't know. Maybe it's a song that we use, you know, in the show sometime. That's what I hope people take away. Get entertained. That's what I hope.
Yep. You have another question?
Yeah, sure. I think we got enough time.
We time? Okay.
What do you have? What do you hope to? Oh, you just read that question.
No.
Oh, okay. What is the best? Share one of the passions, habits that you believe has contributed to your success.
Oh, personal habit question. I'll tell you what it is. I am borderline, and sometimes I'm not sure which side of the border I am, OCD. I will overthink stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to make sure that what it is makes sense to me. And make sense, you know, in the process. So the thing that I hope sort of contributes to the success is I tend to look at everything from the 10,000-foot level. And I want to see what it looks like, what it's going to look like down the road. And so I'm the detail guy. I guess that's the easy way to say it. I'm the detail guy. And I hope that's a contribution.
Well, you're good at it.
Ha!
You are. I'm the big picture guy.
I'm the flashing lights.
I like that. So horsepower, chrome, and rust. I think that's how it's got to be. And we'll just trade off periodically. Right. Yeah.
You're funny.
Didn't somebody say in one of our posts, who's horsepower, who's chrome, and who's rust?
It might have been Nathan Lipinski.
I think so.
He would be the guy to do that.
He would be the same guy. Well, share you know, what is the best automotive advice you have ever received?
Well, aside from just dive in, which was a golden piece of work, you get advice from lots of different people. It's sort of a different version of just dive in. It's don't be afraid to take on a project that you've never done before. A lot of people go, man, I can't paint a car. I mean, I've never painted a car. I don't have it. It's going to come out terrible. I'll rattle can it. Well, but no, you have to actually get a sprayer, do stuff like that.
It's a challenge.
I enjoy a challenge. And I also enjoy the process of learning how to do a thing before I, you know, get in to do it. So I'm the guy that will go to YouTube. I'll look at the videos. I'll find out, you know, 16 different ways to do the thing. I will find somebody who's an expert at it and pick their brain for a while. And Ron has some experience in this thing. I thought I would teach myself how to weld. It's not an easy job. There's a considerable amount of skill doing that. And I welded some stuff on my truck cab. Ron looked at it. And to his credit, he did not immediately burst out laughing. Of my welds,
I've seen it started out the same way, man.
It's like
got to start somewhere.
Well, good. Did you do this with like a sterno and a can? Yes, I did. But stuff like that, I like doing stuff like that because it's a way to learn. And then I can say, so that's where I started. And
there you go.
This one over here is better. And sure, you know, that's
well,
that's
you know, practice. Brady, what's interesting is we all have that in common because I'm the same way. I like to tackle things I don't know and I learn and people don't see the mistakes when I get done, but I know where everything is. So I can hide things.
Sure.
Ron, you're the same way.
Yeah.
You like to.
When I built my car from scratch, from the ground up, is that don't be overwhelmed. Don't let yourself get overwhelmed. Just dive in and let the chips fall where they may and then. What works, work. Use that. What didn't work, don't do that. What works here, use that. Just trial and error.
Well, and I'm going to rely on you and all my buddies that I'm meeting in this because I'm going to learn how to weld and I'm going to learn how to cut things out of my car. And
I can teach you. How
I will
cut
have
stuff
some
out.
Fabrication done with our good friend up north of us.
Oh, sure.
But I want to be able to tack it in. My oldest son took some welding classes, so he might be able to come in and help out a little bit.
Ah, it's a great process.
But
feed and speed and temperature.
Speaking of learning how to do things on the fly, I have a Ron story. Can I share a Ron story?
Well, we got about 30 seconds.
No worries. This is an easy one. Ron's 31 Model A is a beautiful piece of work, and it's kind of funky. It's got all kinds of cool stuff. Well, he decided he was going to put bigger wheels on the back. And you can do that because they don't really extend any farther into the body. Well, Yes, they do. And so he put them on and discovered they were a little tight. So field adjustment, I watched him do it with a hammer, beating the body in.
He's
a big hammer. It cleared. It worked. Yep. We drove it across the state.
Well, you're listening to the greatest automotive show in the known world. And a cool hot rod story is coming up next on Horsepower, Chrome, and Rust.
Today we decided to walk to school. The light counted. 15, 14,
31? I mean, 13?
We took a left on Carroll Street. Danny's smart, but he gets distracted.
I realized
he forgot his homework.
I hope he doesn't have another bad day at school.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org.
Stick around. We'll be back after these words.
Cartoons Magazine is back. You know those crazy car comics from the past. They've returned in the all-new Cartoons Magazine, featuring some of your favorite artists along with a whole slew of brand new ones, all working together to bring you an entire magazine full of one laugh-out-loud auto-related story after another. Bi-monthly issues are available at your local comic book store, newsstand, and directly through Cartoons Magazine website at cartoonsmag.com. That's cartoonsmag.com, where you can subscribe to a whole year's worth of fun. Cartoons Magazine, there's nothing else like it.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter.
A lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
That's just one adoption story that started at a shelter. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States.
Hey guys, this is Carl with Garrett's Rod Shop on Horsepower, Chrome, and Rust. And these guys are great, so listen up.
I want to thank my mommy for loving me so much.
For taking me to the doctor when I broke my foot.
For leaving me alone when I wanted to be alone.
And now, as a grown-up, I'm thankful for being able to take care of you, my dear mom. For taking you to your therapies. For understanding that sometimes you simply want to be alone.
Roles change without us noticing. That's why AARP gives you the information to provide even better care for your loved one. Visit aarp.org/caregiving.
This is Vince LaViolette from Shelby American in Las Vegas, and you're listening to Horsepower, Chrome, and Rust.
Welcome back to Car Confidential with Brady Wright. We've got a backstory from Lance Lambert.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got your story from Lance Lambert this time. This is, once again, from Fenders, Fins, and Friends right there. Confessions of a Car Guy. And Lance and I have several things in common, aside from both of us being fairly, experienced. That's another word for old. Lance
seasoned.
And I...
Seasoned.
Seasoned. Yeah, there you are. Yeah, venerable. Lance and I both had, and I still do have, Lambretta motor scooters.
That's great.
I bought, my very first vehicle was a 1963 Lambretta 150 motor scooter, which I still have in my garage. I own
the first vehicle.
Yeah,
it's
that's
cool.
Right. Yeah, I got to take it apart and fix it. It's been sitting there for long enough that the gas, it's two-stroke, so the gas is probably, you know, varnish in there. But Lance's story that it struck my interest here for this particular week is called Losers, Lambrettas, and Ladies.
Mm.
I'm sure I identify with at least one of those. I wasn't a hoodlum, but nearly everyone I ran around with was. My first couple of years at Tacoma's Jason Lee Junior High School had been spent hanging out with the crowd that every parent hates, the bad kids. I felt that they were a lot more fun than the good kids. They were, at least for a while. Then things began to get out of control. In the seventh grade, we participated in activities and pranks that ranged from innocent to just a little bad. Perhaps definitions are in order. Innocent includes jumping up and down on the rear bumper of grumpy Mr. Bass's 1956 Packard and making the suspension automatically raise the car because it had hydropneumatic suspension.
Oh.
Just a little bad. Sleeping overnight in a friend's backyard and swiping his parents' 58 Nash and going for a joyride. Not serious stuff, not yet anyway. Then something happened in the summer of 1961. My buddies began removing parts off other people's cars rather than fooling around with the suspensions. Yes. Mm-hmm. Did you know that only one screw holds the entire taillight assembly on a 59 Cadillac?
Oh, wow.
We ought to ask how they found that out. Our crowd was now taking joyrides in cars whose owners we didn't know. What's a nice kid like me doing with this crowd of slammer-bound thugs? I needed help. I met Dale my first day in kindergarten. We've been good friends ever since. He was one of the good kids and therefore was not a part of the bad behavior of my immediate crowd. Dale came over one day and said he wanted to talk to me man to man. He had observed how things were kind of getting out of hand with my crowd and that I needed to get away from them. He was right, of course. We pointed out how some of my friends were juvenile delinquents who were headed for residence in state institutions. Again, he was right. He reminded me that it didn't matter that I was not actually participating in the worst actions of the group. I would likely somehow get caught up in them and end up in jail with the rest of these guys. Yet again, he was right. Then he said the magic words, the words that almost every pubescent boy wants to hear. I know a couple of girls who like you and think that you are cool. This was good news. The bad news was that these girls would have nothing to do with me because I hung out with the wrong crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't need to hear any more. This was not a difficult choice. Hang out with losers or hang out with a girl or two. I don't see any problem with that
logic. No-brainer.
Yeah. The change was overnight, and I mean that literally. The next morning, I began dressing differently, combing my hair differently, and most importantly, disassociating myself from these slammer-bound crudballs that I was hanging out with. I managed to quickly remove myself from this group. However, I still couldn't seem to get the attention of any of the promised girls. I needed a secret weapon. I needed something that would make me the most irresistible boy in school. Something that would catapult me to the top of the desirable boy list. Something that no girl could resist. I needed a motor scooter. It wasn't the first thing I would have thought of, but,
me either.
You know.
Well, that budget, maybe that's
Lance,
what it was.
Yeah. My dad had recently purchased a brand new 150cc Lambretta motor scooter. No, it was not a fancy convertible or a sexy sports car. What you have to remember here is that these girls were 14 or 15 years old, and any set of wheels impressed them, even if they'd only had two of them. So here was my game plan. I would sneak out of school early, swipe dad's scooter, and drive by the school just as the day's classes were ending. I sat parked a block away. I waited as my fellow students spilled out onto the schoolyard and surrounding streets. I started the Lambretta and slowly passed by hundreds of my classmates. Many of them stopped and gaped as the kid on the scooter. I drove down the street, turned around, and made another pass through the young crowd. My plan worked perfectly. The following day, classmates that had never spoken to me were now saying hello. Girls smiled at me as I passed down the school's hallways. I was receiving friendly stares rather than hostile glares. I didn't care that this acceptance was based on me having a vehicle. Anything that would open the right doors was okay with me. Dear old dad always seemed to look the other way when I would drop by his house. Divorced parents, broken home, poor me. And borrow the Lambretta. His being a police officer resulted in other police officers not bothering the school scooter-straddling squirt, who was obviously too young to be driving.
Oh, my gosh.
The scooter-straddling squirt.
I love it. He's good with his
self. He's a literary.
I'm going to have to kill him for writing that. I gave girls rides after school. I began being invited to parties. I'm having a party Saturday night, and you're invited. Can you bring your scooter? In a very short period, I went from not being acknowledged by girls to having them sitting on the Lambretta with their arms around me and their bodies pressed against me.
Ooh.
Lance, let me read that again. Sitting on the... Never mind. Over the next year, some significant things happened. A few members of my previous circle of friends ended up going to jail. Old grumpy Mr. Bass, who made his living as a beautician, became my mother's hairdresser. And as I got a little bit older, he began showing up at my house to visit my mother. He'd toss me the keys to his 55 Buick and tell me to go ahead and take it for a spin.
Nice. Mm.
The next thing I knew, he was my stepfather. Illegally driving the Buick rather than the Lambretta seemed like a better choice.
Oh, yes.
I moved on to high school, bought a vehicle with four wheels, and fortunately maintained my place among the good kids. I still love Lambretta motor scooters. Now, Lance and I have had a conversation about my scooter. And at one point or another, over a beer or 12, it has he's threatened that if I get it running, he'll ride it. And I may do it just to see that happen.
Yes.
Because we're all quite a bit older now.
Right.
I don't know how his balance is these days. Maybe it's okay. But it's a lovely
It's like swimming.
It is.
Yes.
And
yeah.
Scooters
you can,
are.
You can drown at
yes.
any age.
Yep.
So this one is, again, from Fenders, Fins, and Friends, Confessions of a Car Guy. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it from the Vintage Vehicle Show website.
Yes.
Of course, Lance will be absolutely personally happy to autograph a copy if you take it over to his house yep. at 3 in the morning and bash on his door with a rock. He will. No, maybe he won't.
Yeah, I don't. You know, my life kind of parallels some of that, too. I mean, my kids don't have a clue where. Oh, my. Because I hung out with a pretty rough crowd for a period of time. And then it was like the light bulb went on, and I was in high school. And I said, you know, all my friends are dropping out of school.
Yeah.
I don't want to drop out of school, and I think I want to go on to do other things with my life. So consequently, I turned a 180 and stopped doing what I was doing and stopped hanging out
you know,
with that
Steve,
crowd.
You
changed my hair.
You can't be doing that cow tipping anymore. You know,
no.
The cows, they get a little nervous if you come out there. This is Steve grew up in Ferndale.
Yeah.
If you look at Ferndale on the map, it's just a couple of miles down the road from where the elephants go to die. There's not a lot. Oh, I'm
what?
Sorry.
Believe me, it's 10 miles. I live 10 miles south of the Canadian border.
Yeah, that's actually
and,
a nice place.
Whatcom
Ferndale's
County.
Over. Yeah.
Probably the drug capital of Washington State.
Longview.
It's been said that you don't meth around.
Well, there was none of that. Jeez, we didn't even know what that kind of stuff was. But anyway.
How often do I get a chance to use a line like that?
Meth
Come on.
Around. I think that
meth
was.
Around.
But bottom line is, you know, you have these certain friends and then you change and you go
oh,
and all
yeah.
of a sudden you build new
oh,
friendships.
Yeah.
And yeah, I fully get it. And that's
I, you know,
why
I had a similar
yeah.
experience. I won't go through the details, but I got suspended from school for 3 days in the ninth grade with a whole bunch of other people.
Yep.
And my dad looked at me and said, "This isn't how we were raised." And I went, mm-hmm. "You know, you're right. Please don't kill me." And things got changed.
Oh,
real quick.
Man, they did.
Yeah.
We do grow up. Some of us do grow
eventually.
Up.
Eventually.
I had to help. My mom kept me home one night. She saw my friends that were hanging out, and they were planning on doing something, and she caught wind of it, and she kept me from going out with them that night, and thank God she did, because
that is the
here
trick.
I am today. They all went to jail.
Well, stick around. We'll be right back with the our famous trivia question.
Oh, yeah, that is right.
Nathan Lipinski.
Yep. Stick around. We'll be right back.
I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go fish that!
Oh, come on! This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hang on till right after these messages.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy. Which is great, because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can. Should have worn my glasses. So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Looking for a job worth talking about? Teaching is creative, collaborative, and intellectually challenging. See why teachers have better work stories at teachdfw.org and learn more about becoming a teacher. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
This is Scott Patterson with the Cruisin' a Colby Car Show, the place to play on Memorial Day. I want to thank our friends here from Horsepower Chrome and Rust for having us down, and we appreciate the day.
Did you hear the news? Cartoons Magazine is back. Yep, those car-crazy comics from the past have returned in an all-new Cartoons Magazine, featuring some of your favorite artists along with a whole slew of new ones, all working together to bring you an entire magazine filled with one laugh-out-loud auto-related story after another. Bi-monthly issues are available directly through the Cartoons Magazine website at cartoonsmag.com.
Help us if you can. You're an El Camino. El Camino man. Only you can understand.
Yeah, Steve understands. We know. You know, we've said this before, but we'll say it again. At some point, you're going to get your garage emptied out, and then we're all good for coming over and helping you pull that thing to pieces and get it
run. I'm going to rely on it.
All right.
Heck yeah.
All right. I promise that you'll have all the pieces when we're done. They'll be there somewhere.
There'll be a few laying around. But yeah.
There are some things that I do not understand, like how to take off certain trim pieces and stuff without busting them up.
They make tools for that.
Yeah. And I figure there are tools.
Flathead screwdriver.
No. I've discovered that there is tools for everything. Yeah. And when you get the right ones, it just goes away. Yeah. You can get things done.
Don't worry. I'm an expert at taking stuff apart. I can take anything
apart. I will be recording everything and boxing everything.
Taking pictures.
Yes.
So, usually in this segment, we talk about the upcoming events that are happening, but because of this silly virus and everything, all around the country, car shows and, you know, cruise-ins and everything that would have taken place are just not. It's heartbreaking, but fortunately, in a lot of places around the country, people are doing cruises. They're doing things where a bunch of people get together and just drive around. Even if you don't have a meet or if you don't have a show, people are still enjoying the hobby, and that's a good thing. I wish I could tell you when. So many of them are sort of organic. They take place like at the spur of the moment.
I think it's almost where you're going to have to just be organic and do it. I know we've...
Well, this is how the whole hobby got started.
Well, we canceled our show, our church. We were going to do the Silver Creek Family Church car show, and Vito and I were putting it on and said, you know what? We're not wearing no mask, and they will require us to do so, so we're not doing it. And
it's
we'll
the
probably have something that's organic pop up.
And that's what people are doing.
Yeah.
Trivia-wise, we do have our Nathan Lipinski weekly automotive trivia question for this week. And last week's question was kind of a cool one. The name Ransom Olds should ring a bell, especially if you've ever seen an Oldsmobile, even though they don't let us do them anymore. But Ransom Olds was a guy who, back in the early days of stuff, he got his sort of claim to fame by being the guy that came up with the curved dash runabout that literally put Michigan on the map as a source of motor vehicles. I mean, he was kind of responsible for the growth of Detroit. However, he left his namesake company fairly early on, and what he actually made his bones doing was producing the first gasoline lawnmower.
Wow.
Nice. That's just, you never know.
A business in the works.
Yeah. And nobody came up with that. I was shocked that Nathan even didn't come up with that one, but that's okay. I got a better one for you. This week's question is pretty cool. Everybody knows the name Goodyear. Goodyear is tires and rubber, and that it's kind of a gimme. Charles Goodyear was, you know, one of the guys, but Charles, he accidentally discovered the rubber vulcanizing process, but there's more to that story, and I'm going to see if you can. This actually goes back to 1860. Let me see what you know. What was the thing that Charles Goodyear ended up with in his life? You can get with us at Contact Us at Horsepower Chrome and Rust. You can go to the Facebook page and give me an answer. You may be the one who wins the Horsepower Chrome and Rust Barn Find Dust, which, as we know, if you put on your car, means your car is worth four times as much. Ron just handed me a thing. There is an organic sort of a cruise called the Corona Cruise 2, the second wave, and it is going to happen locally at Lake Stevens on what date? It says
July
25th, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Cool.
So if you're in the Pacific Northwest, that could be a cool
hopefully get the rat bastards out there.
Yeah. That'll be fun.
Be awesome.
So we reach over a million enthusiasts every week. Did you know that? Every week, at least a million people hear our show. We're still in the top 10 of all the automotive podcasts on podcast. We thank you for that. You can email the show if you want to suggest something for us to do or people we could talk to at contactus@horsepowerchromeandrust.com. You can message us on Facebook. We want to thank you for liking and following our website and our Facebook page. And also thank you for watching the video stuff on YouTube. Steve is putting up more and more. We're on Spotify. We're on iTunes. We're on iHeartRadio. And you know what? We had a heck of a good time yakking with each other this week. This is cool. Check out the Facebook page. Our complete bios are there. For Ron Foreman and Steve Johann, I am still Brady Wright saying keep your eyes on the road, your hands on the wheel, and your foot to the floor. Next week, we're going to do another Horsepower Chrome and Rust.